Somewhere in the corridors of the European Patent Office, a decision is made. A machine invents, a claim is denied, a legal argument vanishes into a footnote. But was it obvious? Was it technical? And most importantly, was it fair? Welcome to the Comvic Maze, an experimental podcast where we unravel the strange and intricate world of software patent case law at the EPO, told in the style of a Kafka novel. Each episode dissects a real case, breaking down the legal reasoning, the impact on innovation, and the silent forces shaping the future of software patentability. And now, let's turn to today's case. Prepare to enter the maze. Filters of uncertainty. The inventor had always found noise oppressive. It crept into life unnoticed, like a shadow extending into every corner of existence. Sounds muddled together in a thick, indistinct soup, making clarity a distant memory. Conversations in crowded places became absurd pantomimes. Melodies on the radio faded into distorted murmurs. Important announcements dissolved into a garbled cacophony. The inventor lived imprisoned within this confusion, the constant indistinctness pressing upon him an unending sense of despair. In this desperate environment, he devised a solution. An elegant, intricate system designed to disentangle the mess of sound into identifiable clarity. It was a method that captured audio signals, converting the chaos of noise into precise two-dimensional spectrograms. From these spectrograms emerged fine acoustic fingerprints, precise patterns generated by applying intricate filters. These detailed fingerprints allowed accurate and efficient identification of captured audio signals against a vast audio database. Moreover, to avoid overwhelming the system, he implemented a secondary step of generating coarse fingerprints, simpler yet still indicative of the audio's core characteristics, thereby streamlining the matching process and drastically reducing the computational load. Believing in the transformative potential of his invention, he presented his detailed documentation to the European Patent Office. The intricate mechanisms, the dual-layer fingerprint matching, the sophisticated filters, all were laid bare in meticulous claims. Yet the inventor soon found himself enmeshed in a labyrinthine examination. The European Patent Office scrutinized the claims and questioned their essential nature, expressing skepticism toward the precise filtering processes, the essence of the invention. It argued that critical features, such as the explicit definition of filter coefficients or details of their optimization, were vague, leaving the invention's effectiveness uncertain. Further, the office objected that the claims described results to be achieved rather than concrete means, rendering them ambiguous. Uncertainty was unacceptable. They rejected the inventor's application. Frustration gnawed at the inventor. He was consumed by the bureaucracy, the meticulous dissection of his life's work into fragmented technicalities. Each objection felt like a personal affront, an accusation of vagueness leveled against the clarity he sought to bring into the world. Resolute, the inventor appealed to the Board of Appeal, determined to reclaim the narrative of his invention. The Board of Appeal convened, a solemn tribunal whose judgment would seal the fate of the inventor's work. They carefully reconsidered the objections, dissecting the claims anew. Contrary to the office's earlier judgment, the board found clarity within the inventor's vision. They identified the distinguishing features, the precise ordering of fingerprints, the detailed but sufficiently described application of filters, and recognized these as essential. They accepted that explicit numerical filter coefficients were unnecessary within the claim itself, provided they were adequately described in the broader documentation. Yet even in victory, the inventor found himself lost in the minutiae. The board affirmed clarity but refrained from granting the patent outright, remitting the case back to the European Patent Office for further prosecution, leaving him suspended between validation and denial. He realized, with quiet resignation, that the journey to clarity had become its own paradoxical entanglement. Bureaucratic clarity obscured technical clarity. Precise legal requirements clouded the innovation they were meant to protect. For future inventors navigating similar terrain, the guidance became clear. Define your claims meticulously, but do not drown them in excessive specifics. Ensure essential features are clear, yet resist the urge to confine inventive brilliance strictly within narrow numerical bounds. Above all, be prepared, always, for the Kafkaesque complexity that accompanies the clarity one seeks. And so, another case is closed, or perhaps merely postponed. Awaiting its fate in the endless files of the system, you have been listening to the Comvic Maze. If you found this episode useful, or at least less confounding than the legal machinery itself, consider leaving a 5-star rating. It may not alter the course of case law, but it ensures that these stories continue to be heard. This podcast is curated by Bastian Best, a European patent attorney who has spent years navigating the labyrinth of software patents. If you seek clarity in this shifting landscape, his mailing list offers exclusive insights. The link, if it has not yet disappeared, is in the show notes. Thank you for listening. And remember, the next case is already waiting.